All right. Come on. Harder, Daddy. All right, fine. There you fucking have it. The first dildo slap in history live.
Okay. I know that may seem really, really random, but this video that I'm going to show you the rest of relates directly to the new director of national intelligence. In fact, this is an event that he put on. He organized this event where you just watch someone get slapped in the face with a green dildo. Would it surprise you if I told you that the new director of national intelligence has no experience at all around intelligence? Probably wouldn't surprise you, right? But he is a Trump loyalist, so this will be really good for the United States and our intelligence communities. We're going to hop right in, and we're going to talk about the new director of national intelligence. America's new spy chief, investigated for manufacturing fake mortgage fraud allegations, responsible for Trump's AI Jesus post. Treasury secretary told him, quote, "I'm going to punch you in your fucking face. I'm going to beat your ass." This relating to Trump tapping Bill Pulte as acting director of national intelligence, says he will also remain in his current roles as well, director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency and chairman of Fannie Mae / Freddie Mac. Again, we're reaching new levels of, if that was even possible, I didn't know that was possible, of hyper-politicizing the executive branch, the federal government. This is the largest expansion of executive authority in modern American history, and Donald Trump is putting at the highest levels of government people who are strictly Trump loyalists, and they are incredibly incompetent, whether it's at the DOJ, where you have, you know, lawyers who have never even tried a criminal case before, going after, you know, convening grand juries to go after Trump opponents, or if it's this guy, Bill Pulte, who originally founded a private equity firm, then started a nonprofit relating to housing, then was appointed as the Federal Housing Finance, the director, excuse me, of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, where he manufactured a bunch of fake mortgage fraud allegations in relation to Donald Trump's political opponents, Letitia James. And now he's the director of national intelligence, which again, that timeline from start to finish, nowhere in there do we have any experience to have access to literally America's top most prized secrets. Obviously, the former director of national intelligence being Tulsi Gabbard. So let's watch this video in full because he's actually in this video, but he's not one of these two individuals. Before we get started, it'd mean a lot if you like and subscribe on this video. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Listen, Adam's out in DC right now. He's doing incredible work, traveling so much. He's at an event right now, trying to get interviews, trying to get content, but it's been a busy day for him. So we haven't got much content up on the channel. So it'd mean a lot to me personally if you guys could show tons and tons of love on this video. Maybe give me some blue hearts in the comments down below. Hit like, hit subscribe. I think Adam is stressed. He's like, oh, I need to be getting tons of videos out. He's trying to manage all this stuff. He's a super busy guy, and I think it would make him feel good if we blew this video up a little bit. Why not? So share it out with a family member. Hit like, hit subscribe. It'd mean a lot to me, and I'll text Adam and be like, look at the great work we've done. Look, don't stress. Keep on killing it out there. You know, he's always traveling for politics. He's always traveling for work. The guy, he's a great, great human being. So show some love and check out my YouTube channel right down below, Chris D. Mowry. I post videos very similar to this. So let's take a look at this and we'll talk about it after. I'll point out who Bill Pulte is. You might be able to find out. And again, the organization or this event, excuse me, being put on by him, the microphones literally say Pulte, which is his last name.
Here's the first ever, man, live fucking dildo slap on the PP Live. Pulte, look at this fucking thing. All right. Come on. Harder, Daddy. All right, fine. There you fucking have it. The first dildo slap in history live. So, Bill, this says Bill Pulte fucks. All right?
Thank you.
And then if you notice on, it's got a tramp stamp with a butterfly
on
the back.
I like only the young.
One ass cheek set. Yes, it does say only the young on the back here. Only the young, December 14th.
That looks pretty badass.
We have a mushroom stamp on the head of it and Bed Bath on one cheek and GME. Oh, fuck. GME on the other.
I got too excited there.
So, I'm sorry. I'm kind of just, I just can't believe, I can't effing believe that this is the political state of the world. But yes, this is Bill Pulte right here accepting an award that says, quote, Bill Pulte fucks. And as you heard, he says, I like that it says only the young. Bill Pulte fucks, quote, only the young. And the guy saying, yes, it says only the young. How is it possible that every single person tied to this administration has something? It's like we go from like Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. It seems like everybody that Donald Trump's around, whether it's in his administration or in his family, Melania Trump, has some direct tie to Jeffrey Epstein. And now we're having Bill Pulte, who's receiving awards for, quote, only, or excuse me, receiving awards for Bill Pulte fucks, quote, only the young. It's effing disgusting. Unbelievable. This was Donald Trump's original post about this appointment. I'm appointing the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency and chairman of the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, William J. Pulte, to serve as acting director of national intelligence. William has deep experience managing the most sensitive matters in America, the safety and soundness of the markets, and over $10 trillion at Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, a substantial increase from where it was just 12 months ago. How that relates to, again, Director of National Intelligence. Okay. During this period, he will remain director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency and chairman of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. Congratulations, to Director Pulte. Let's listen here to someone who's actually experienced in foreign policy commenting on this on CNN. Take a listen.
Well, the part that jumps out is he has no background in intelligence as a collector, as an analyst, even as a consumer of intelligence. When I was Deputy Assistant Director for National Intelligence, my boss was Admiral Dennis Blair, 30 years in the Navy, ran the Pacific Fleet, ran all kinds of operations based on intelligence and collecting intelligence. He was followed by James Clapper, a general from the Air Force, who was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency that runs the satellites around the world. These are people with great depth. When Tulsi Gabbard was appointed, you know, that raised questions about could a member of Congress who was in the military, who had minimal, almost zero background in intelligence, be the DNI? They may have selected the one official who has even less. So that's creating serious concerns in the intelligence community.
Okay, so then there's that. And then the other question is the experience that we know that he does have, separate and apart from the agency, the housing agency that he oversees, which apparently he's still keeping that job, but also the way that he has, the word I used before was creatively tried to help the president find ways to go after his perceived political adversaries. How do you take that and apply it to the DNI role if you are the president?
Well, you are looking at what is the intent and what is the capability. And all around the intelligence community, my former colleagues are talking about those two things, which is, what is the intent of this appointment? If you take your number one attack dog and you put him in charge of the 17 agencies that collect the most sensitive secrets in the possession of the U.S. government, who have the most far-reaching collection abilities, and say, all right, what would that mean in the hands of someone who is known as a political targeter? That's one set of concerns. The other is one you mentioned, which is if he's going to run the housing agency and be the DNI at the same time, what is the signal that that sends to our partners, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Germany, Ukraine, France, everybody in the intelligence community of the globe, as far as whether to consider the DNI a serious person?
Yeah, that was really, really honestly helpful from CNN. See, this is what actual, like, journalism is, or excuse me, actual news is supposed to be, some amount of helpful information from a source. You know, obviously not all of them perfect, but it's just always so glaring when I react to videos of like anything on Fox News versus literally anything else. It's like, wow, this is sort of refreshing. Regardless, again, to the first point, that's absolutely it. He is a political attack dog. He will go after Donald Trump's political opponents, just like he helped with Letitia James. And he now has access to pretty much to everything. He has access to, you know, he's the director of national intelligence. That's one of the highest positions you can be in. So it's kind of terrifying to think about the type of secrets he has access to and how he could purposely use such a position of power to try to look for information about political opponents. Lastly, Dr. Oz was asked about this today at his press conference. Listen to this very fascinating response.
I know this isn't your wheelhouse, but you are speaking on behalf of the White House today. Can you respond to any of the criticism from Republicans on President Trump's decision to tap Bill Pulte, who has no known intelligence experience, as acting DNI?
Well, I think Bill is a great guy. I know him socially. I've not worked with him in his current job, and but I do trust the president's judgment. He is a very sharp quick study of people, their emotional with abilities, and their ability to persevere in the face of hardship. So I have confidence in his decision.
Yes, ma'am. Back on Ebola.
I mean, so it's remarkable how every single time these people have trained themselves to find a way to bring it back to how amazing Donald Trump is. Look, I don't know about Bill Pulte, and I really know nothing about this. But Donald Trump makes the best decisions ever of all time. He's so smart. He picks the best people. He's emotionally so mature and so smart. And I stand with him 100%. Oh, my God. Have some effing self-respect. Just a little bit. And say, I don't know, it's not my real house. That's the bare minimum. You can't even do that. Oh my goodness. Let me know what you guys think of all this in the comments down below. Bill Pulte, what a character. I appreciate you guys watching this video. Remember, hit like and subscribe. Hit down below. Share this video out with a friend or family member. And make sure you check out my YouTube channel, Christy Mallory. It would really, really help me out and go a long way. And I will see you guys in the next video.